Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now from Hong Kong is Patrick Poon, who's the Executive Secretary and Board Member of the Independent Chinese Pen Center, of which Nobel Peace Prize laureate Liu Xiaobo was previously president. Patrick's a former journalist and an activist in Hong Kong. He's currently studying for his PhD in law at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, and his research is about legal and extra-legal control of internet activism in China. Welcome to Background Briefing, Patrick Poon.
Thank you.
And clearly, Patrick, the Hong Kong authorities, I think it looks as though they were quite relieved, if not anxious, to get rid of Snowden. Edward Snowden, who's now in Russia, apparently waiting for a flight on Monday to Havana. And then from Havana, it's likely that he'll go to Venezuela or Ecuador. The Hong Kong authorities said that Snowden left through a lawful and normal channel. The U.S. are disputing that in as much as they say they had asked for his extradition, and then the Hong Kong authorities had asked for more paperwork, if you will, and in the midst of that, the Hong Kong let Snowden go. So the U.S. are kind of annoyed with the Hong Kong authorities. It's pretty obvious. What's your understanding of the process was underway in terms of Snowden's extradition?
Well, from my understanding of the Hong Kong government's press release, as well as the legal experts here in Hong Kong, actually, we would say this time we think actually the Hong Kong government has done nothing wrong in the process because, it's legitimate for them to ask for, more paperwork and more documents before they go into the process of doing the extradition. So that is something that within the requirements of Hong Kong law to do so. So I think for us, although we always criticize the Hong Kong government of being, very weak in handling, issues related to freedom of expression, and we have been very worried about whether they would have sent Snowden back to the U.S. because we think, myself also think Snowden has been, releasing something like would be considered really national secret note. But I think at the same time, we also see reports about U.S. People's concern about whether their emails, their communications would be monitored by NSA. So after considering all this kind of information, I think it's really, kind of worrying for us to see whether how the U.S. government would handle Snowden's case if he would be extradited to U.S. So, but of course, for the legal process, I do agree with all the legal experts and also the government's position that they actually are entitled to ask for more documents and additional information from the U.S. before they can do the extradition. So because there's no other information, no sufficient information to do the process, so there's no legal basis that they can stop Snowden from leaving Hong Kong today.
Well, they also, apparently the Hong Kong government, also formally asked the United States government for clarification on reports that computer systems in Hong Kong had been hacked by U.S. agencies, and that information came from Edward Snowden in an interview that he did last week with the South China Morning Post. And that interview has been played widely in the Chinese press, who now, China is now calling itself a victim of cyber attacks instead of a perpetrator, which the U.S. had been previously accused of. So there's some speculation in the U.S. that Snowden might have been working for Chinese intelligence all along, given that his choice was to leave for Hong Kong. Do you have any evidence, and that the assumption is that he'd made a deal to go to Hong Kong, what evidence do you have or do you know of, Patrick Poon, in Hong Kong that Snowden has been visited by Chinese intelligence?
Well, I have no evidence, and also we haven't heard of any evidence that he was approached by Chinese intelligence in Hong Kong. But concerning like the accused hacking of the system, actually it is actually the hacking of the system of which the university I'm attached to, so the Chinese University of Hong Kong. But the university already said last week that they couldn't find any signs of hacking in the system. And also they we also heard some internet experts' opinions in Hong Kong that because the server and the equipment at Chinese University of Hong Kong is actually also kind of holding the data, not just for the Hong Kong society, but also actually includes some information related to other parts of Asia, also including China. But of course, we don't know, you know, how technically the things can be done, like through the hacking to the computer system at Chinese U, because there's some technology experts, they also explain that. Even though, like, maybe the Chinese university didn't notice there's the kind of any signs of hacking, but the way they check it was only like whether they have someone hacked into the system and got information from their server or data. But actually, they also said that they can actually have hackers who can just go to inside the system and then just have a look of the information without taking anything. So we are not very sure about like whether actually this kind of hacking happened or not. But anyway, my position is that we have no evidence to prove, although we are also kind of worried, you know, whether Snowden had any, communication or anything to do with the Chinese government. Of course, he himself denied, but we can't prove it now. And of course, my research is about internet activism control in China. I do really realize how serious internet surveillance is happening in China all the time. But we don't have evidence for the moment to see how or whether Snowden has got the information what the Chinese government think would be something that they want, or whether they think actually the information Snowden has leaked has, you know, anything to do, you know, with anything happened in China. But my opinion is that I think even if Snowden has got, you know, information about U.S. government agencies hacking China's system, I think because for the Chinese government, they have already a lot of experts. They are also hacking experts. They also know how and whether, you know, the U.S. government has anything to do with hacking of the system, because they may be doing something as well. They've been hacking the U.S. government system as well. And that is happening, like we also heard a lot of reports about, like, hacking between, you know, the two government computer systems. So I'm not surprised even, you know, there would be, if the case, if really the case that Snowden has got information about like whether, you know, hacking of the China Chinese government system from the the NSA data. So that's my opinion.
So, but tell me then, in terms of China's relationship with Hong Kong, where there's a certain amount of autonomy, particularly with the legal system in Hong Kong. But my understanding is that the Chinese intelligence authorities have pretty free rein over Hong Kong. I mean, what's your understanding in terms of both Chinese military and the Chinese intelligence services monitoring the activities in Hong Kong and having total access?
Well, we have, a very big building at, the central government liaison office here in Hong Kong. We in Hong Kong have no idea how many staff and how many officials are there in the huge building. So there have been rumors that something like they have already built something like a government structure similar to the Hong Kong government structure and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party structure inside the building. So in Hong Kong, it's almost like an open secret that we know that we are kind of under surveillance, but we are still kind of like not experiencing the kind of surveillance that mainland Chinese people are facing in mainland China. So we have no cases like people who have been, sending emails or browsing websites or having like online checks that they would be arrested or, harassed for the moment. But we do have a lot of hacking. Like my own email account, I always find a lot of spam mails and really suspicious with mainland Chinese characters with also a very strange, sensitive topic. And it happens very often, almost like on a daily basis. So we here in Hong Kong actually suspect that we have our, a lot of internet surveillance by the Chinese intelligence targeted on people like me who are working on comparatively politically sensitive issues. Although we have not been, facing the kind of difficulties like people are facing in mainland China.
So tell me, Patrick Poon, we saw some demonstrations in Hong Kong in favor of Snowden and wanting to give him asylum there in Hong Kong, and clearly the Hong Kong authorities dodged that bullet by allowing him to fly on to Moscow. What is your understanding, and you're with the Penn Center, the independent Chinese Penn Center in Hong Kong, which of course is an organization protecting the human rights of writers around the world, and writers and thinkers are always on the front line of in the crosshairs of despots in every country, whether they are potential despots or actual despots in control. So give us a sense of what the local reaction to this temporary visit that you had from this American fugitive from the National Security Agency.
Well, I also joined the protest to support Mr. Snowden last Sunday. But the reason is that actually we think this is actually universal value for protection of people's freedom of communication. So although we understand like the U.S. government's concern about the terrorist attack happened, 9/11, and because of that, a lot of measures have been put up to control and also to monitor whether there would be any further terrorist attacks. And also, we are very sorry about like what happened in Boston. So we think the U.S. government's concern about national security because of this potential terrorist attack is legitimate. But the problem is that how they do it, I mean, like the line has to be balanced, like how they view the monitoring of some people or some individuals they think would be suspected to be related to terrorist activity. But also at the same time, why they still haven't, handled very properly about how ordinary people's communication, their emails, their contacts, and their telephone conversations, why? I mean, like a lot of big questions there, why they also still haven't done properly to, to handle it properly without really intruding people's privacy and their rights to communication. So that is the big concern that we have, and we think what Snowden was doing is actually just to show the world the concern about the intrusion of privacy and the right to communication when a government is claiming to, to prevent terrorist activities. So such excuse needs further explanation from the U.S. government, because they can't just claim that because they need to prevent and monitor terrorist activities and then give up or to intrude its people's freedom to communication and privacy.
Well, just in closing, Patrick Poon, since you are in Hong Kong and the shadow of mainland China is there, and as you were telling us, the activities of Chinese intelligence and the military are present but not clear, but you yourself are concerned about your own communications being monitored. It seems to me that so far a lot of the information that we've got here in the United States from Edward Snowden is not particularly new, but it's certainly created a tremendous anger amongst the public. They seem to have woken up and are very concerned about government monitoring of citizens' privacy here in the United States. But surely, compared to what goes on in China, it's the difference between night and day. That's my understanding. I think it's pretty obvious. So far, it seems that Snowden has helped the Chinese enormously on the eve of the meeting with President Obama and President Xi. That's when the story first came out, and a lot of information came out indicating that the U.S. had targeted other countries. And as you know, the Chinese press picked up the South China Morning Post interview with Snowden and played it enormously. The People's Daily has been running editorials saying that maybe we should take in Edward Snowden. He's become something of a hero. And now China is saying that they are the victims of cyber attacks, not the perpetrators. So in the overall scheme of things, it looks on balance that Edward Snowden has helped the Chinese.
I understand your, it's really kind of like very complicated and very political. So I don't know like whether, it's really related, but it seems to be it's legitimate to have this speculation as well, because it's really the timing is so coincident, like when the news was released and broke out, and then the President Xi and also President Obama met. So it's really whether, is it because of this consideration of timing that they, Snowden broke out the news? I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but it seems to be, the China Daily and also the Chinese government really grabs the chance to really to attack the U.S. government because Chinese government has been notorious of controlling its citizens' internet freedom and other ways of rights to communication. But of course, this time we would, have a very strong polemic attack on the U.S. government now because of Snowden's release of the information that if they can claim that while the U.S. government is hacking, also always been criticizing Chinese government's controlling freedom of expression in China and freedom of communication in China, and claiming the U.S. been also hacking Chinese government systems. So it's kind of like becoming like two countries' diplomatic crisis, because for the U.S. government, it's really under attack by the Chinese government because of its hypocrisy of criticizing Chinese government of hacking. But at the same time, they're doing the same, according to the information. So I would say it becomes really too complicated that I have no insider information, but my only interpretation would be that we can't avoid that. It would be something like what Snowden want to grasp the chance of the meeting of the two state heads as a way of breaking the information and so that he can try to continue to put more pressure on the U.S. government to face the issue of freedom of expression, freedom of communication, and also monitoring of U.S. citizens' privacy. So that's something maybe his tactics to do so. I think from all the information and all the news and all the available information we have seen, so I do think that maybe he was saying that it would be the best time for him to do so. But I'm not sure whether he has given, you know, more information to the Chinese government or really giving more ammunition to the Chinese government to attack the U.S. Because after all, China is still very notorious for its own control of the internet in China, as well as its control of free flow of information in China. So even though they attack U.S., they can't claim that they don't have problem in China.
Well, Patrick Poon, I thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ian. Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Patrick Poon, who's in Hong Kong. He's the executive secretary and board member of the Independent Chinese Pen Center, of which Nobel Peace Prize laureate Louis Xiaobo was previously president. Patrick's a former journalist and an activist in Hong Kong. He's currently studying for his PhD in law at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, and his research is about legal and extra-legal control of internet activism in China. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back looking into how the Snowden story appears to have affected Obama's poll numbers, which have dropped 17% amongst those under 30%.